The pastoral care conversation starts when someone's born. And it even begins in what order were they born. We're going to talk now about birth order. Dr. Kevin Lehman is one of the international experts on this. And this is how he starts. Think of your family as a tree. Your mom and dad, or mom or dad, if you're from a single parent family, form the trunk of the tree. The children in the family are the branches. Have you ever seen a tree where all the branches are growing in the exact same direction? The same is true with children. One of the best predictions in life is whatever the firstborn of the family is, the secondborn in the family will go in the opposite direction, like a tree, in opposite directions. So when we think about family birth order, it makes a lot of sense toward all the relationships in your life. Yes, birth order makes sense. After all, how else can three or four and even eight little cubs in one family be so different, yet come from the same den? Birth order is simple, but it's not simplistic. There are standard birth order rules, and there are also exceptions to the standard birth order rules, both of which we'll talk about in this book. However, the exceptions are explainable when you understand how birth order works. Even the exceptions develop because of when you were born in your family. So that's what we're going to talk about. Why should you care about birth order? Birth order can give you some important clues about your personality, your relationship with friends, coworkers, and loved ones, the kind of job you have, and how you handle problem solving. Birth order is really the science of understanding your place in the family line. Were you born first, second, third, or even further down that line? Wherever you landed, it has affected your life in countless ways. And as a pastor or leader, or Christian leader, seeing where someone is born is very important. It's fascinating for me in my pastoral care over the years. When I meet someone, I want to know where they are in the family. I'll even ask, where were you in your birth order? And they'll tell me stories. And the moment I hear like a first or second or third, if they act that way, that kind of helps me relate to them. It gives me sort of a way to go further. Now, if they act contrary to the typical guidelines of birth order, then I ask myself, why is that? Again, no one will fit exactly every pattern. Here are the general firstborn traits. Perfectionistic, reliable, conscientious, a list maker, well-organized, hard-driving, a natural leader, serious, critical, scholarly, logical, doesn't like surprises. Well, and they're often techies. Reliable and conscientious, they tend to be the list makers, the black and white thinkers. They have a keen sense of right and wrong and believe there's a right way to do things. They are natural leaders and achievement oriented. Those are the general firstborn traits. Here are the middle ones. They're often mediators, compromising, diplomatic, avoids conflict, independent, loyal to peers, have many friends, a maverick, secretive, used to not having attention. Then there's also more about middle children. They're the hardest to pin down of all the birth orders, but they'll be the opposite of the child above them in the family. If the firstborn is born is very conventional, the secondborn will be unconventional. Middle children walk to the beat of the different drummer. They are competitive, loyal, big on friendships. Being the middle child means living in a sort of anonymous haziness, Dr. Kevin Lehman says. Also, but that's not all bad. If a middle child is anonymous, he can get away with occasional laziness and indifference. He's not pushed as hard or expected to accomplish quite as much as the one who came before him. The drawback is that without being pushed, he may never fulfill his potential. The middle child of the family is often the negotiator who tries to keep the peace. Now let's talk about the lastborns. Well, They're often charming, blames others, attention seeker, tenacious people person, natural salesman, precocious, engaging, affectionate, loves surprises. Some people call lastborns manipulative. You know, you'll notice a lastborn often because they're just like the life of the party. They know how to just be funny in a hurry. They are social, outgoing creatures, have never met a stranger. They are uncomplicated, spontaneous humor, high on people skills. To them, life's a party. They're most likely to get away with murder. Now, in America, when we say get away with murder, it means that they're not held accountable to things that a firstborn in the family would be held accountable to. It doesn't mean they literally get away with murder. No one gets away with murder. And least likely to be punished. They often retain their pet name. That's a lastborn. But there's also a flip side to being the youngest. Although they're the little star in the family constellation, it's no fun being the smallest because it means they spend a lot of their time wearing hand-me-downs that are ragged, incredibly out of style, or too big. Being the youngest also means they get picked on from time to time and maybe called an unflattering nickname. There's also one more in the birth order that we should look at, and that's the only children. Really, they're little adults by age 7. Very thorough, deliberate, high achievers, self-motivated, fearful, cautious, voracious reader, black and white thinkers, talks in extremes, can't bear to fail, has very high expectations for self, more comfortable with people who are older or younger. Books are their best friends. They work independently, and they can't understand why kids in other families fight. Now, if we look at these, and Dr. Fettes makes a disclaimer here. Notice that regarding each major birth order, I always qualify the characteristics by saying good, bad, chances are. Not all characteristics fit every person in the birth order. In fact, a firstborn may have baby characteristics. A lastborn can sometimes act like a firstborn in certain situations, certain areas, and middle children can seem to be firstborns. I've often seen onlys who you'd swear are the youngest children. There are reasons for these inconsistencies. So even though we're talking about all these things, understand that these are conversations that can bring insights for healing as we learn who we are and where we are in the family. So here's the beginning, the basic birth order. And there's an assignment that you're going to read in this week that sort of helps you go deeper into some of these characteristics. And know, again, that this is not a science that is behavioral predictive in every situation. But as we go through this, you're going to more and more see how important it is to know some of these characteristics, and they can be very helpful in helping you to have pastoral care conversations.